More Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. Next week, the city of Meridian is asking everyone to perform an act of kindness from the small to the large in order to spread some compassion throughout the community. April 6th will be the 8th annual Do the Right Day in Meridian. And joining us to tell us more about this is Sahan Rabaar, a programs and events specialist with the city of Meridian. Sahan, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Gemma. It's such a pleasure to be here.
So can you first start the conversation by telling us exactly what Do the Right Day is?
Absolutely. So in a nutshell, Do the Right Day is a day where everyone in our community is encouraged to do something nice for someone. It's called Do the Right because of the idea that you can do something nice for the person on your right, and that person can do something nice for the person on their right, and so on. And before you know it, you've started a chain reaction of kindness. And so Do the Right Day is a City of Meridian event, but obviously kindness has no borders. We certainly welcome and encourage everyone everywhere who feels inspired to do something kind to participate in Do the Right Day with us.
And it really can be any act of kindness, right? From big to small.
Exactly. Big or small, as you said. So as an individual, you can start by maybe looking at all the different arenas of your daily routine, your household, your neighborhood, your school, maybe your place of work, the places you visit to complete errands. And you can ask yourself, what are some ways I can make a positive impact on someone while going about my day? So if you're a parent dropping kids off in the morning, can you let someone merge into your lane? If you're a student in school, maybe you can write a sticky note with a kind message and leave it on a locker or a backpack of a friend. And going beyond even just these smaller random acts of kindness, we love it when people think outside the box and maybe do something maybe more coordinated. So perhaps a group of colleagues get together at work and pool some money to buy donuts for the custodial workers who maintain their office building. Maybe a faith community arranges a canned food drive at their church or at their meeting place. The only limit is your imagination. And so as people come up with ideas, big or small, we'd love to see photos of them spreading kindness throughout the community. And we'd love it if they can email them to us at dotheright@meridiancity.org or post them on social media on Facebook or Instagram with the hashtag Do the Right. And if they tag Meridian, Idaho, we can spotlight it. We find that year after year, sharing these kinds of photos helps spread the word, and it also inspires other people to get involved. So we certainly appreciate it when people take the time to document.
Yeah. I think this is such a great idea. And we must say that this is the 8th year for Do the Right. So explain to us how this grew out of the Mayor's Youth Advisory Council, because my understanding, Sahan, is that it really came out of some really serious conversations.
You're absolutely right, Gemma. Do the Right arose from some conversations that the Meridian Mayor's Youth Advisory Council started having almost a decade ago about bullying, mental health, and teen suicide. And these are topics, as you yourself well know, that haven't gone out of vogue. They're still just as relevant today as they were a decade ago. So these youth actually helped come up with the idea for a campaign of kindness that would be centered around a day where everyone is encouraged to be kind. And the reasoning these youth had was pretty simple but profound. Their idea was that small acts of kindness can have substantial positive impacts on others. When you do something kind for someone, you can change the trajectory of that person's entire day, in some cases their week, their month, their whole year, just by doing something nice for them, by showing them that you care, by showing them that they are valued and seen. And so from those discussions, Do the Right Day was born and has now become a full-fledged annual event for the city of Meridian.
Seriously, such a great idea. Now, I only have about a minute left with you. Can you explain what the appreciation station at Meridian City Hall will be?
Yes. So there are a number of special projects going on for Do the Right this year, and appreciation stations are one of them. It's essentially a table that has blank Do the Right branded cards, some stationery, some stickers. And the idea is that anyone walking by or visiting City Hall can visit that table and they can write a quick note of appreciation for someone in their life and hand it to them later. So we will have one of those appreciation stations in the front lobby of Meridian City Hall next week, starting from Monday during business hours all through Do the Right Day on Thursday. And we have a number of other special projects and activities throughout the community. So if people just go on our website, meridiancity.org/do the right, they can find out all the information they need to get involved.
Well, I tell you, I appreciate this so much. We need some good news and some good acts of kindness. So thank you for promoting this. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me, Gemma.
We've been talking with Sahan Rabaar, Programs and Events Specialist with the City of Meridian, talking about their Do the Right Day. It will happen on April 6th. We will, of course, put information on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Chip Brantley, co-host of the NPR podcast White Lies. Before we found the man in Vancouver, before we sued the State Department, before we snuck into the graveyard of a federal penitentiary, all we had were the photographs. Photographs of a group of Cuban men standing on the roof of a prison in rural Alabama. That's this season on the NPR podcast, White Lies.